family come from the south coast all the way down to Gippsland. We didn't really know much about our culture of our stolen generation from up that way. We only last about 8 years that we've actually known that we were blackfellas. So it's actually quite new to us, but I grew up with all my people in the city, right throughout Gippsland, Mildura, right up to Swan Hill.
I guess, and you mentioned you're stolen, part of the stolen generations. I mean, how did you go about accessing your family and your connection?
We had to go right back to my mother's great-grandmother and actually follow her where she was married, where she was born, where her kids were born, where they were married, what their last names were. And, so we had to look quite far back, and it was actually at one stage very hard for us to have a look at that because there is some paperwork, but there is some paperwork that is not acknowledged or yet found as well along our tracks. Yeah. So it was pretty hard.
Yeah, given, it was basically genocide, removal of children from Aboriginal communities, and so a lot of that paper trail is often not there. And we have to rely on, I guess, oral evidence and sort of just knowing each other and knowing our families and knowing who was taken. That paperwork isn't there, and it's because it's a shame job for, you know, the government to do that kind of stuff to us and attempt genocide, basically, but we've survived, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We've come a long way, and, we were stolen generation or not, so long as we all stick together, we'll be strong, we'll be right. We've got our people look after us, and I'm sure our sister girls will stay strong and keep us going, whether we're in the system or out.
And most of our knowledge is passed down orally. And I know from working the last few years in these workshops, making those connections for some of the brothers I've come across and sisters that have got connections to Queensland or elsewhere, that, you know, just having yarns with other mob from interstate or other mobs within this state, that starts building people's familial history, because that yarn might fill in little gaps for them. And I would like to ask you, April, are you getting gaps filled in talking with the sisters here?
Yeah, but not only that, when I was 12, I was actually running amok, as you do when you're young, and found my foster family, which took it upon themselves to have me at home and doing what I was doing, learning my cultural stuff. And thanks to my foster mother, Bella, and my foster nan, Mary Coombs. I love yous very much, and yous have done a very good job. We all learn from our mistakes, and hopefully we just, with the help of our sisters, just build the courage up to move on from being in the system and doing all the stuff that we've done, and stay strong together and just, do our cultural stuff on the outside and make sure that we're all recognised.